I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States recently slapped Iranian groups and officials with new sanctions to punish human rights violations. Iran's notorious Evin prison was among those sanctioned. Prisoners there are subjected to brutal treatment such as physical assault and electric shock. Along with violent criminals, other inmates include political prisoners and Christians. Although Iranian believers continue to suffer for their faith, Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says Iranians are having miraculous dreams and visions of Jesus and embracing him as their savior.
A lot of Iranians are organically and independently coming to know Jesus and following him as their savior. So we need to pray for their protection. We also need to pray for all of those non-Christian people at Evin and other prisons across Iran whose human rights are being violated.
Today, 70% of the church is in what's been historically called the Global South, says Operation Mobilization's Jeff Peters, and this information is shifting missions. Peters shares.
The primary focus, the tip of the spear, as we say, are those same culture or near culture believers who can move just within their own village or just one village over and really begin to form a new community of Christ followers in those places, because they themselves are not so foreign. They're not so completely seen with an outsider's lens.
These Christians don't need visas to be missionaries. They just need resources. And that's where OM is helping. Please pray for OM as it focuses on resourcing global Christians to share Christ. Find your place in the story and get more details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.